If you would, please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes, which is right after the Psalms and the Proverbs. Wonderful book written by King Solomon, and the book of wisdom. And there's so many jewels and so many pearls within this book. But Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 8 and on down to the verse 12. And we read these words. It says this: "There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I deprived myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity a man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." Those are great words that King Solomon had given to us, and look forward to sharing with what God's Word says to us. But before that, we're going to join me again in the book of Ecclesiastes. And again, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We're going to be looking at this morning and sharing with what that passage of Scripture has to do with us. But before we do that, let's just have a quick word of prayer, shall we? Gracious Lord, we just want to thank you for your word and for what it means. And we thank you for this passage of Scripture and how it talks about we need people around us to help us and encourage us and lift us up and give us the strength that we need. And so, God, right now we pray that you'll just help us to understand that. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you have seen the movie Rambo? Yes? How many like it? There's some that, oh, okay. Can I tell you something? I can't stand it. It drives me nuts to watch any of the Rambo movies. It honestly does, because you know that he takes on the whole Russian army and wipes them all out. It just kind of a little far fetched for me. Being in the service and seeing some of the things that he did, and seeing and knowing. Some of the things that could happen if he had done that just kind of drives me crazy. So that's pretty much why I don't like it. But did you know that there are people in this world who are Rambos? Did you know that? There are people in this world who believe that they can make it on their own without any help at all. Without any help from God. Without any help from any other person in their lives. That they're fine on their own, much like Rambo was able to take out the entire North Korean or North Vietnamese and Russian armies in one of the movies. I can't remember which one it was, but that's okay. But there are people in this world who have that same mentality, that they're Rambos. They want to make it on their own. They don't need anybody else. They don't need anybody to stand beside them and to help them. And I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you today, that there are no Rambos in God's army. That we need somebody to come alongside us. If anything, we need God on our side to fight the fights that we have ahead of us. And in our passage of Scripture, we start in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 8. It starts by saying, "There was a man all alone." And if you go back to Genesis chapter 2, God has something very clear to say about man being alone. He says this. Go with me to the Genesis chapter 2. And go down to verse 18. What does that say? It said, "And the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. So I will make him a helper suitable for him." And of course, we know later on that that was Eve, his wife. If God believes and God knows that it's not good for man to be alone, why is it that there are some people in this world who believe they can make it without God and make it without other people in their lives? Do you know somebody that is alone, that has nobody to help them and encourage them? One of the ministries that I have here at Faith Church is I have the privilege of going around and visiting our shut-ins and some of our seniors. Some of the folks who helped to build this church literally from the ground up and put nails in these walls and put it all together. Some of them who have been anchors in this church for years and still are anchors in this church for years. And it happens, and it's God. It's a God thing, I know that. But there is one time when Pastor Lynn asked me if I would be so inclined and to come and to share what God has laid upon my heart, there's one person that I always go and visit around the time that I'm working on these messages. And she is such an encouragement to me. And she helps me so much. Matter of fact, I wish she would come here and just preach the sermon to you, because she just blesses my heart so much when she does it. But physically, she can't. And I was talking to her about this, and I was sharing with this, and then all of a sudden, a light bulb went on in my head. And I said, "You are a living example of what I want to talk about this morning." Her name is Blanche. You guys know Blanche? Blanche is just a beautiful, beautiful person. And physically, she can't do a lot. She's praying for us right now. She prays for us every Sunday. She prays for people every day. She literally is homebound. She can't go much anywhere. She goes to the doctors once in a while. Occasionally, she'll go somewhere else. But most of the time, she sits in her chair all day long. But I want to tell you something. Blanche is probably one of the most well-loved people that I know. And she's never alone. When I talk to Blanche about the Rambos in society, she says, "Oh, I'm never alone." She says, "I have God with me all the time." And she says it with this huge smile on her face. But she not only has God in her life, or God with her all the time, but there are people in this church that call Blanche on a regular basis to see how she's doing. There's one person that calls her 3 times a week to see how she's doing. There are folks who call her, there's a set time that they call her every time. Like there's one person that calls her every Friday at 3 o'clock. Every Friday at 3 o'clock when that phone rings, she knows who it is. And she talks to her. And they converse and they find out how things are going. And they kind of know what the prayer requests are and what the things that are happening. But Blanche, even though she is homebound and she doesn't get out much and she pretty much sits in her chair most of the day, she's not alone at all. And there are some people in this world that can be in a crowded room with hundreds of people and be so lonely they don't know how to handle it. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 8 said there was a man all alone and he had nobody. And he wondered why in the world he was doing the things he did. And why he was depriving himself of the enjoyment, meaning the company of somebody else. And if we turn to Proverbs verse 18, or chapter 18, sorry. We read how important it is for us to have somebody to come alongside us, to encourage us, and to lift us up, and to give us the strength we need, and to be there to talk to, and to let us know how important we are to them. And it's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. And it says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Do you have a friend like that? Do you have somebody that you can lean on and talk to and just bare your heart and share everything you have? And do you have somebody like that? I was at a conference one time, and there were Christian leaders from all over. There were pastors there and people from parachurch organizations and things like that. And we were asked to do something. We were asked to write down on a piece of paper four people that would be there to pick up a stretcher and carry us to Jesus. There wasn't anybody in that room who could list four people that would be willing and able to pick them up and carry them to Jesus. And these were Christian leaders within churches who couldn't do it. And I would probably submit to say that if I asked you to write down four people who would lift you up and carry you to Jesus, I would say that there's a lot of people in here that wouldn't be able to do that. Because again, we have so many people that are trying to be Rambos and try to do it on their own. Proverbs 27:17 says these words. Turn with me there. Proverbs 27:17. It says this. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens another. When we have friends, when we have people who we can rely on and we can go to and we can ask for help and we can ask for prayer support and people who call us and check in on us and see how we're doing, it strengthens our faith. It strengthens our ability to do what God has called us to do. When we're in the midst of the battle and when times get tough, we know that there's somebody there that's praying for us and saying, God, hold them up and hold them steady while they fight this fight. Rambos don't do that. They tend to just say, well, nobody's going to help me anyway, so I'll do this all by myself. And I want to encourage you to find someone that can come alongside you and help sharpen you and helping to encourage you and to lift you up. A friend that sticks closer to their brother. That story that they were talking about is the four men who lifted up the paralytic and carried him to Jesus and dug a hole in the ceiling and lowered him down. You have people that are willing to go the extra mile and take care of your problems and your burdens to Jesus. You have folks like that? I'd encourage you to find somebody like that. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 8 says that there was a man who was all alone. So my question to you is this. Are you a Rambo? Do you try to go it alone in your life, in the ministry that God has called you to? Do you try to face it alone? Solomon gives some words of advice later on in his passage of Scripture in verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. He says these things. Two are better than one because they have a good return on their work. The Navy SEALs, when they train, they have a boat that they carry to and from the water and onshore and stuff like that. And it's a very heavy boat. Weighs a lot. And the team works together to get that boat up on their shoulders and carry it to where they need to carry it to. One person couldn't do it all by themselves. And you know, in our lives and ministry, And when we are going through some troubles, we need those folks that we can call upon that will help us to lift that boat up, help us to lift that burden up, help us to lift that problem up and carry it to where we need to carry it to, which where we carry our problems to is to God. Rambos don't do that. They don't ask for help to carry their problems because they figure that they can do it on their own. And I want to tell you right now that that doesn't work. That we need somebody to come along and help us and to get the job done that we need to do. So two are better than one. Chapter 10 says, or verse 10 says that if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity a man who falls and has no one to help him up. In Luke chapter 10, and you can turn there if you'd like to. I'm going to kind of tell you the story, and you know the story as soon as you turn to it. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, we read the story of the prodigal, of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And you know the story. Most of you would know the story, and you, if you're not really familiar with the Bible, you probably know the story anyways because it's been done and redone in so many ways. There's a story about a man who walks down the Jericho Road and he falls amongst thieves and he gets beat up and he gets robbed and he's left to die. And there's these folks that come by who one would think that they would stop and help this poor man, but they don't. And somebody else comes by, and he's a person that is not well-liked within the society. Not well-respected within society, but yet he stops to help this man out. He helps him out so much that he takes him to where he gets the care that he needs. Bandages him up. Puts him on his animal. Takes him to a hotel. Tells the innkeeper, You take care of him. This money should take care of it. But if it doesn't, I'll be back. I'll pay you whatever extras that we have. And Jesus asked the question of the people that he was telling this story to. Which one showed the most mercy to this man? And all of them said it was the Good Samaritan. To have somebody by our side and to encourage us and to lift us up and to carry us when we need to carry us is so much better than when we fall and we have nobody to support us and encourage us. Rambos don't do that. Rambos figure that they can take care of themselves. They don't need somebody to pick them up and help them. They sew their own arm up. They take care of their needs however they need to take care of them. They don't need somebody to help them. But how many times have we fallen in our lives? And even if it's not an individual, where God has been there to pick us up and encourage us and to give us the strength that we need. It's God that's done it. Maybe we don't have somebody that is there, but God has always been there to pick us up and encourage us. And verse 10 says this, if a man falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity a man. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. God wants us to be a helpmate to each other and to encourage each other and to lift each other up so that when we fall down, somebody's there to pick us up and encourage us and give us the strength that we need and the support. Verse 11 says, also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? With the heat off in the back, the folks are a little close together. I didn't do that intentionally, by the way. But, you know, those of you that are close together, I hope you have a license to do that. But anyways, I remember there was some folks who came to the church here, and I can't say their names or anything about them, but they got lost in the woods. And there was a search, all-out search for them, and they weren't found until later on the next day. But when they came out of the woods, they were able to tell how they kept warm that night. It was a fall night. It was cold. There were no clouds. Stars were out, moon was out, And those of us that know this area and know a little bit about that, when there's no clouds and there's stars, it's cold. It's a cold night. But they said that how they kept warm was they huddled together. And they took the leaves that were there, the dry leaves that were around them, and they piled them on top of each other to keep warm. But them staying together, they were able to stay warm and not freeze until morning, to when they could get up and find their way out of the woods. And you know, it's the same thing with us when sometimes things are not going our way or things are just really, really bad, and we have somebody that we can lean on or lean against for that warmth of comfort and strength and encouragement. That's what we need. And that's what this passage of Scripture keeps talking about over and over and over again, that we need to have those folks who will come alongside us and encourage us and lift us up and give us the strength that we need. Remember what God said in Genesis chapter 2. He said, it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for us to be alone. We need somebody to come alongside us and to encourage us. God doesn't want any Rambos in His army. If anything, we should lean on God. But also, we need to have folks around us to lift us up and encourage us and to give us the strength that we need. In the last verse, verse 12, we read these words. The one may be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. I'm going to stop right there for a moment. The one can may be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. When you're faced with a fight and you're outnumbered, it's usually good to have some guys to back you up, some buddies to back you up. I remember when I was in Worcester, Massachusetts. Don't know how many people even know where Worcester, Massachusetts is. But it's a town just outside of Boston. It's one of the largest towns in Massachusetts, actually. But I used to work with the homeless. And I weighed 180 pounds at that time. I weigh a little bit more than that now. And the guys that used to come in there, they weighed a little bit more than me. And there was one guy that came in, and he was giving us such a hard time. And finally, I went up to him, and I said, if you don't calm down, you're going to have to leave. And he stood up, and I swallowed, and I said, if you don't calm down, you're going to have to leave. Maybe I didn't say it that way, but... And he said, and who's going to make me? And all of a sudden, I hear every chair in the room slide out, and behind me was the rest of the homeless guys standing behind me. And he finally sat down and behaved himself for the rest of the time he was there. But they had my back, because they knew it was a good thing that we were doing for them, to be there for them and to help them. We gave them showers and food. We helped them find jobs and all of this stuff. This is what we did for them in Worcester. And it was a great time, and I had a great time with it. And there was some wonderful friends that I had made of the homeless population that was there. But I just remember that very vividly, that when this guy stood up, and then all of a sudden all these other guys just stood right around me to support me and encourage me. You know, in our lives as Christians, and maybe if you're not a Christian, it is so good to have somebody that has our back, isn't it? That when times are tough and times are hard, there's somebody that will be there to encourage us and lift us up and to say, I've got your back. You're not in this alone. I'm going to fight this fight with you. We do have God that will do that for us, absolutely. But it's always good to have someone else that will be there for us and cry as hard as we will on that fight, or will fight as hard as we will on that fight. In Colossians 2:2, we read these words. And you can turn there if you'd like to. In Colossians 2:2, we read these words. My purpose is that they may know, that they may be encouraged in heart, united in love, so that they may have the full riches and complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, we read these words. It says this. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with each other. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate. Pardon me. Be compassionate and humble. Both of those things say the same thing, and that is that we need to be united in love. And we need to fight the fight together. There are no Rambos in God's army. We're not to go this alone. We are to fight with each other. The problems that I have, the pain that I experience, should hurt you as much as it hurts me. The pain that you go through, the troubles that you go through, should hurt me as much as it hurts you. In Scripture, it talks about praying for each other. And I read one time where it says that passage of Scripture means that we should weep as loud as the person who is going through the problem. God wants us to be unified. God wants us to have people who will come alongside and encourage us and lift us up and give us the thing, give us the strength that we need. And I feel sorry for the man in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 8 who has no one to walk with them. As believers, we need to have somebody walk with us to encourage us and to strengthen us and to give us that what we need. We're going to sing a hymn. Just a little bit, I'm going to ask the musicians to come up. And it's hymn number 252. And I want to encourage you while we sing this hymn to do one thing. I'm not going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask you to do one thing. I'm going to ask you to think of somebody that either A, you can go to encourage them and say, if you're in trouble, I'm going to lift up your stretcher and carry you to Jesus. Or, God, show me one person that I can have carry me to you on a stretcher. I'm going to ask you to do that. Right after we sing this song, I'm going to ask you to do that. Just for a moment, we're going to take a moment of silence and just think of that individual that we can either go to and say, I'm going to lift you up, or can you lift me up when I'm having some troubles? Because I don't want anyone to go out of this place today alone. I don't want any Rambos leaving this room. I want you to have someone who will fight with you, who will carry you, who will give you the warmth of comfort and strength, and who will be there with you. Sing with me on hymn number. What I want you to do is just think of that person or somebody that could lift you up. If you feel that you need to come and come together at the altar and pray for something that is bothering you right now or a burden that you have, feel free to do that. But I'm going to ask you just for a moment to think of somebody who can lift you up and carry you to Jesus, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. As the musicians play, just think of that individual. Would you please stand? Father God, as we just take a moment to think of these folks who we can be an encouragement to, and we can pick up their stretcher and carry them to you. God, we think of those who might need somebody. And so we pray for that individual who said, God, this individual I'd love to go to and see if they would pick up my stretcher and carry me to you. Father, I pray that there's still not any Rambos in this room who feel that they can do this without you, number one, or without anybody else in their lives, that they can make it through life. God, we all need somebody. Somebody to encourage us, someone to correct us when we need it, but mostly somebody just to love us. And so, God, right now I pray for those individuals and ask you just to be with them. God, I pray for all of us as we leave this room that we will have somebody to lean upon. We have you, but we desperately need someone to lean on. So, God, we pray right now that you'll be with all of us and help us to find that person. God, I encourage each and every one here to go and to speak to that person that they thought of and ask them if it would be all right if they carried them to Jesus or can you carry me to Jesus when I'm having some difficulties. And God, we're going to see some great things happen with that because we're going to see the love that we need to have for each other and sharing and in caring for each other. Lord, we just pray right now that you would just be with us throughout this week. Allow us to be people who will carry others to you, those that we work with, those that we come in contact with, and allow us to just be used by you in such a great way. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.